2. Jim's story. Jim Wilson goes to the witness box.
Take this book in your right hand and read from it.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Jim, tell me about Mary. Did you know her well?
Very well. She was my girlfriend. Our families come to Trenton for a holiday at the same time every year.
I see. Can you tell us about the night of Saturday the 12th of August, please?
Well, I went to the disco with Mary at 8:30. We sat at a table and talked to our friends. Then we danced, talked, danced, and then Mary went home.
What time did she go home?
At about midnight, I think. I don't remember.
Did you see any new people at the disco?
Yes. 2 young men. They danced with Mary.
Can you see those 2 young men here now?
Yes. Those 2 there. They killed her!
We didn't kill her. That's not true.
Please, Mr. Smith, sit down.
I'm sorry about that. Now, Jim, tell me, what did you do when Mary went out of the disco?
Well, I stayed for 15 minutes to talk to some friends. Then I went for a walk and I saw her. There was blood on her face. I tried to help her, but I couldn't.
So, what did you do then?
I ran to phone the police, but it was no good. She was dead, and they killed her.
Jim, did you love Mary?
Yes, I think so. She was my girlfriend.
Yes, she was your girlfriend, and you loved her. You think. Mary left the disco at midnight, you say. She walked along that dark road by the sea. You didn't go with her. Why?
Why? I don't know. She wanted to go alone.
Why? Was she angry with you?
I don't know. A little angry, perhaps. It wasn't important.
Were you angry with these young men? With Simon and Dan? Because they danced with her?
A little angry, yes.
A little angry, you say. Did you see them dance with her?
I saw Simon dance with her, but not Dan. I went out with some friends. They wanted to see my car.
To see your car? Why? Is it very interesting?
It's a new car. A Volkswagen Polo. I like it very much. My friends wanted to look at it.
I see. What happened when you went back in?
I saw Mary with that boy.
And what did you do then?
I was angry. I asked him to stop dancing with her.
You asked him, you say? Did you hit him, Jim?
Well, yes. I hit him once. But he hit me first.
That's not true. I didn't hit you. You hit me.
Be quiet, Mr. Clark, please.
But it's not true, my lord. I didn't hit him.
Perhaps not, but you can speak later. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
What did Mary do when you hit Simon, Jim?
She laughed, I think. Then she sat at a table with me.
Why did she laugh, Jim? Did she laugh at Simon or you?
She laughed at Simon because he was afraid of me.
Is that true? Or did she laugh at you, Jim? Perhaps she liked Simon, not you.
Of course she didn't. She was my girl and she was there with me, not them.
But you were angry with Mary, Jim. Why was that? Did she like them more than you, perhaps?
No. I wasn't angry with her. I was angry with Simon.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. I was angry with him because he danced with my girlfriend and because he killed her. Don't you understand? He killed her. Of course I'm angry. He killed her.
How do you know that, Jim?
Everyone knows that. He followed her in his car along the road. Then he took that spanner from the car and he hit her on the head. 2, 3 times. Then she ran onto the beach crying.
What happened then, Jim?
He hit her again. And then she stopped moving. And there was blood everywhere, lots of blood. And I tried to help her, but I couldn't. She was dead.
So, Jim, she ran onto the beach crying and he hit her again, you say. How do you know that?
How? I don't remember. The police said that.
No, Jim, they didn't say that. Jim, there was no blood on Simon or Dan, but there was a lot of blood on you. And you were angry with Mary because she didn't love you. Is that true, Jim?
No.
Simon and Dan weren't on the beach, Jim. They didn't kill her, but you were there. You went out of the disco and followed her. Did you kill her?
No. Of course I didn't. What are you saying? They killed her. Their car was there. The spanner was in their car. I didn't kill her. She was my girlfriend. I loved her.
You loved her, you say. But you didn't walk home with her on that dark night, Jim. Why not?
But I did. I went after her. And I found her on the beach. She was dead.
Did you go in your car? Your new Polo?
No, I didn't. I walked. I wanted to think.
What did you want to think about?
About me and Mary. I was sorry. I loved her, you know, and I wanted to talk to her, of course. But she was dead. They killed her. She was dead.
But there was no blood on them or in their car, Jim. The blood was on you. Perhaps you loved Mary, but you killed her too, because you were angry with her.
No, of course I didn't. I didn't kill her. I loved her.
One more question, Jim. Do you have Pirelli tyres on your Volkswagen Polo?
What? No. No, I don't. I have Goodyear tyres.
All right. I have no more questions.
My lord, I have no more witnesses.
Thank you. Mr. Carter, have you any witnesses?
Yes, my lord. Mrs. Lucy Symes, please.
I promise to tell the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Mrs. Symes, do you have a white Ford Fiesta?
Yes, sir.
What is the car's number?
M346WXT.
And what happened to that car on the 12th of August?
Somebody stole it, sir. I telephoned the police and they found it next day. There was a lot of sand in it.
I see. Now, Mrs. Symes, do you have a spanner in your car? Like this spanner on the table?
Well, I don't know, sir. You see, I did have a spanner like that in the car last year, but it wasn't very good. So now I have a better one than that.
I see. And where is this new spanner now?
In the back of my car, sir. It's always there.
What about the old spanner? Where is that?
Well, I don't know, sir. I didn't want it, you see.
Was it in the car on the 12th of August?
I don't know. Perhaps it was, but I'm not sure.
Thank you, Mrs. Symes. Please wait there.
Mrs. Symes, was your old spanner in the car or not?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Well, perhaps you put the spanner in the back of your car and then you forgot about it.
Yes, perhaps I did.
Yes. And is this spanner like your old car spanner?
I think so. Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Miss Nolan, you were in the disco on the night of the 12th of August. Did you see Mary Jones?
Yes, I saw her with her boyfriend, Jim. And then later, she danced with those two boys.
Which two boys?
Those two.
I see. Did she dance with them for a long time?
For about 10 minutes, yes. She danced with Dan first, and then Simon. Jim wasn't in the disco then. When Jim saw them, he was very angry.
What did he do?
He hit Simon.
And what did Simon do?
Nothing. He didn't hit Jim. He walked away.
I see. And was Jim angry with Mary too?
Yes. Mary laughed at Jim, so Jim was very angry.
Mary laughed at Jim, you say? Not at Simon?
Yes, that's right.
What happened then?
Well, Jim and Mary talked, then Mary went home.
I see. And what did Jim do?
He sat there for 5 minutes, then he went out.
What about Simon and Dan? Where were they?
They stayed in the disco. One of them asked me to dance, but I said no. So after 10 minutes, he and his friend went out.
Now, I want to be sure about this. Jim went out first, you say, and these boys went out 10 minutes after him. Is that right?
Yes, I think so. It's not easy to remember.
Thank you.
You're right, Miss Nolan. It isn't easy to remember things after 6 months, of course.
No, it isn't. But I can remember nearly everything.
Did you watch Mary and Jim all the time in the disco?
No, of course not. But I'm...
No. So be careful, Miss Nolan. Perhaps you are wrong about this. It's a long time ago. Perhaps these boys went out before Jim, not after him.
Perhaps. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Thank you. That's all.
No, I'm right. Jim did go out first, I'm sure.
Thank you, Miss Nolan. Thank you very much.